It was alright. Had some good chances in the first half. I think we had about four good chances in the first half where we perhaps should have scored. I thought it was a definite penalty in the first half. Without a shadow of a doubt, that was a penalty. But that didn't get given, which was a shame. The second half, I thought it was a bit of a struggle for us to get up the pitch. However, Michael Gash has had a hamstring injury and was hardly trained, and he done us, me, a favour today to play. And Sean Batt was going to be sub because John Akinde's hamstring was tight before the game. So Sean, we threw him in. I was expecting 60, 70 minutes out of him. God bless, he ran himself into the ground. He got tired when he got through for that one chance in the second half where I thought he was going to do his bit to finish it off. And so it was difficult for us to get our team up the pitch, to play higher up, because it was difficult with our forward players. You know, they're not quite at full fitness, it's got to be said. I'm not kidding. And so the ball keeps coming back and... you know, there was a little bit of relentless pressure. There's bits to work on and to improve. But what I would say, there's been, in the past, perhaps, numerous times where you play those games and you lose 1-0 off a sneaky counter-attack. But I don't think in the second half they actually had an effort at our goal. I think they had some pressure, but they didn't actually break our lines or... We defended resolutely. We've defended with discipline. And it's another clean sheet. And, as you probably remember from last season, it is another important point on the board. We were not at top form. We were half a yard short. Not like last week, where we were on top form. But the point is valuable.
You mentioned it's another clean sheet off the back of a poor defensive display at Northampton a few weeks ago, I think it's fair to say. It's two very, very solid defensive displays in Ronan.
Yeah, there has been an improvement. You know, we could always refer back to that. You know, it's, I don't know how many, 18 months ago, I think we played here against Halifax. We could bring that one up and all, where we lost 4-0 and it could have been 15-0. So we could always refer back to history. But... in this job you can't do that, you know. Last week you done this and 3 years ago you done that, and I remember 9 years ago when it was 0-0 with 5 minutes to go and we lost 1-0. Do you remember that one? It's part and parcel. Obviously losing John Akinde at lunchtime today at 1 o'clock was and he has had a tight hamstring in training. Gashi has had a tight hamstring in training, so we're going to have to ease off somehow or other with the training. We haven't been doing a lot, obviously, because of the cold weather. And we get into that stage of the season where, you know, after the months that we've been playing and the heavy pitches and the cold weather and, you know, the work rate, we are picking up a few strains, which we, well, my teams don't normally get those. So we'll have to back off a little bit. And I think next Saturday now we've got a local derby up the road. And hopefully let's see if we can get everybody back fit into training for Thursday, ready to go for the local derby.
Mentioned John Akinde being injured. Yeah, that was obviously the reason he wasn't involved today. But there's a fair few eyebrows raised when he wasn't in the team sheet. And obviously we weren't to know he was injured. But there's a fair few questions of whether he'll be on his way out this window.
Out what window?
On his way to another club in the transfer window.
Oh, I thought you went out a window.
No.
Not I know of. No, he's had a tight hamstring all week. And he said to me before the game, he said it don't feel right. And if John's not right, John don't play, that's it. He has to be 110%, John Akinde. He has to be well looked after. He has to be well managed. His game's full of power and pace, and he's got to be right. And as soon as he said it was tight and it wasn't quite right, I had no problem. I'd never have any problem with playing other players and new players and giving people opportunities. And no, there's no other windows to climb through.
You gave three debuts today to... three new signs signed during the week. How do you think they did today?
Done all right.